Welcome to Figuring It Out, a podcast to help you master your craft, solve some of life's challenges, and find joy in your personal and professional life. My name is Kevin England. I am a proud father, a lifelong entrepreneur, and the CEO of Onizon, a digital marketing, advertising, and media agency in Southern California serving clients worldwide. In each episode, we'll share heartfelt stories and practical advice from myself and other amazing guest speakers. All right, so let's dive right in and figure it out together. So today, I want to explore the core components of company culture. I want to talk about why it's essential and how any individual in a leadership role can better understand, assess, and cultivate it. As an entrepreneur and a business owner, I have personally seen the good, the bad, and unfortunately, the ugly as it pertains to company culture. And I'm sure that many of you have been witness to the same type of thing. We all strive for the good, but we cannot turn a blind eye to the bad or the ugly. Did you know that on average, human beings, people, all of us, spend on average about 13 years of our life at work? And of course, that's consistently. And statistically, company culture is a significant impact on employee loyalty and employee satisfaction. Employees who have a positive relationship and feel comfortable speaking honestly are just happier to come to work every day. They're more inclined to engage in positive and meaningful collaboration and communication with their fellow employees. And they stay with companies longer and have more company loyalty, which is something that we all strive for. While all of this is really great in theory, as a business owner and or a leader, you have to be willing to put in the time, the effort, and have the openness to cultivate and inspire the kind of company culture that you truly want to achieve. So how do you first recognize negative company culture? Well, some of these things are kind of simple. First of all, employee turnover. You might want to also look at the hesitancy for employees to provide feedback. Or how about, you know, if you're just prioritizing performance over people, you might also have a bit of a challenge. As an entrepreneur, a manager, or even somebody in a leadership role, we have a tendency to work a lot of hours. And what happens is we lose touch with the day-to-day office environment, and we lose sight of company culture. And unfortunately, I learned this the hard way the first time in business with the IT group. When I started the IT group, I honestly had no idea how the company would even evolve and what I needed to do actually to ensure that I had, you know, happy employees. I think, in fact, actually, in the beginning, I didn't even think about employees. I mean, I started the business with an idea, a passion, and an absolutely insatiable drive. And as the company grew and evolved, I eventually started to add employees. But I added employees mostly at the time to facilitate the needs of my customers. So I just assumed that everybody had the same passion and, of course, wanted to work as hard as I did. I was completely and totally naive. And as I look back, it's so easy to see the mistakes that I made along the way. But when you're knee deep in it, you're basically blind. So here's a great example. Get this. My first business went through four different name changes. First, there was Computer Network Services, then England and Associates, then Inca Computers, and then finally we ended up with the IT group. And with each name change, there was an absorption of the previous products and services and an add-on of new partnerships and relationships, including new products and additional services that were going to help us grow and evolve into the future. It was like one day everyone was getting a new business card with a new logo and a new brand identity, and I don't think anyone understood why. In addition, they had to learn about these new products in order to sell them and support them. And I wasn't a spectacular guy at training. You kind of understand my motto, which is figure it out. Well, that didn't go over very well. I would say the idiom, you know, on a wing and a prayer kind of describes how I managed employee culture. It was either by luck or some type of divine intervention that we did as well as we did, because employee culture was pretty much non-existent. What I did know, though, was I did truly care about the people that worked for me, and I thought they understood that. I thought they just knew that. I thought that they somehow could feel just by the smile on my face when I'd walk in the door every day or when I would pass them by in the hallway and just say hello. Well, little did I know that due to my lack of communication and collaboration, I was really just the boss who wrote them a check on a biweekly basis. But you can't feel bad for me because it was my fault. You know, I hadn't done the necessary research or the work to better understand how to cultivate positive company culture through my leadership. And because of this, employees would naturally quit. Some would even try to start their own businesses and take customers, and they did. And many of them wouldn't work as hard as I thought they should or would when I first hired them. It wasn't until about a year and a half before I sold my first business. One of my very trusted employees, my bookkeeper, who I engaged with every day, wrote me a very honest but not so positive letter along with her resignation that I finally realized I actually needed help. And even though what she said hurt, it was a true eye-opener. The next day, I hired a consultant who really interviewed all my employees, reviewed our company structure, or I guess the lack of company structure, and finally gave me a huge laundry list of what I needed to do to better support my employees so that I could truly grow our business, and not just through my leadership, but through the leadership of my employees. It took some time, but within about a year, we had a much more improved, happier office environment, happier employees, and definitely more satisfied customers. And as I stated before, about 6 months after that, I sold that business. And I made sure to give back to my loyal employees. What I learned through this experience, while very challenging, it pushed me to explore how to truly cultivate a positive company culture as I moved into my next businesses. So how do you build and inspire a positive company culture as a leader? Well, it comes down to a few key components. The first one is setting goals and core values. Then it's feedback, communication, and collaboration. And then finally, well, not finally, but next, it's respect and recognition. And then empowering those that embody your culture. And then finally is having fun together. The first one I mentioned was goals and core values. So that's the first step you need to look at, is defining your core values and your mission statement. And at the IT group, I didn't have any. You know, if you don't have a mission statement and you don't have a set of core values, then this has to be priority number one for you. These will not only set the tone of how your business is perceived internally by your employees, but externally as well. These elements are really the roadmap for your company culture and journey. And without them, people are going to get lost. You can't be an exceptional leader without vision. Let's look at somebody in our past, Steve Jobs, for example. His vision for Apple was building tools that amplify human ability. And let's think about that. Building tools that amplify human ability. Now, he came up with this in the 1970s, and since then, Apple has grown into an industry leader in the technology that we use every day. And for the past 40 years, this very mission statement has endured and inspired people worldwide. And even after his passing, Steve's vision has lived on and is still being carried out to this day as people seek to truly embody and carry it into the future. And as a leader, you have to set the tone and serve as an example of the kind of culture and attitudes that your teams can expect from each other each and every day. By encouraging, involving your team in creating this mission statement and core values, they will more likely want to take ownership and embody them themselves. In addition, you must ensure that these goals and values are communicated across your website, through your marketing, and through the relationships that you're cultivating with your clients and partners. We've even found that adding them to job posts helps to deliver a more meaningful message as people engage with our business. People want to know the why. They want to know what you stand for. They want to be emotionally moved and inspired. So set the time to be able to do that. here's a couple tips that actually might help in that accomplishment. First of all, take 30 minutes out of your day and let's write that Steve Jobs vision for your business. If you were going to retire tomorrow, think of it this way. If you're going to retire tomorrow, what message, what vision, what values would you want your team to carry into the future? And then also, gather your team together to discuss your current mission statement and core values. And start with open conversation about how we all embody them, or how we could change them or do better, or how they need to be adopted by each employee or potentially changed. All right, number two was feedback and communication. Now, evaluate your company's current culture and don't be afraid to ask for honest feedback from your team. Each team member sees experiences differently from the day to day, and they can offer these very unique insights that may benefit your organizational's culture and growth. And you have to think of it this way. You and your team are partners in the shared success of your business. Collaborate with them to find out what's working and what's not working and what they'd like to see change. This can be a very daunting ask for both you as a business leader and your team or your employees. Keep in mind, when asking for feedback, you have to ensure that your team knows that they will not be penalized for, you know, what they have to say. Because what they have to say, the feedback might not always feel great. You know, it's important to listen, to be open, and then to evaluate. And remember, this is not a one-time occurrence. You know, companies who see the most success with their company culture are evaluated all the time. It's also very essential to be honest and transparent with your team, employees, and sometimes even emotional, especially during times of transition or crisis. And here's a great example, and it's obvious. You know, this year's, you know, coronavirus pandemic forced so many companies and organizations to send employees home, and almost indefinitely. One mistake that I saw being made was that the company leadership only included the management team in conversations and decision-making process. What we did is before we sent anyone home, we sat everybody down and we encouraged them to express their concerns, their fears, their thoughts on the crisis, and how we should respond in a collaborative effort as a business, as a team together. Regardless of the company size, your company size, all employees deserve to be heard and have their opinions and ideas be considered. If you're a larger organization and you just can't necessarily bring everybody together in one room, consider sending out surveys. You know, whether they're like anonymous surveys or not, but consider sending those out and allow everyone to weigh in and express their thoughts. Employees who feel heard are more likely to feel comfortable and secure in their workplace. The next one was recognition and the celebration of accomplishments. Acknowledge accomplishments, regardless of how big or how small. Celebrating the little things can motivate your team to want to succeed and accomplish new things and sometimes even bigger things. These exciting moments can bring your team closer together and inspire them to cheer each other on. Employees who feel recognized for their achievements report such a higher job satisfaction and are more likely to stay with the organization for the long term. And as an employer, a manager, or even someone in a leadership role, you don't have to always spend like, you know, a ton of money or throw these very lavish parties to celebrate every milestone. Something as simple as giving out gift cards can go a really long way to inspire your team to accomplish even more. I am always encouraging my team to explore and master new things. And I'm always trying to reward them for their eagerness to learn. And in doing so, we provide simple things like gift cards and other types of gifts that just help them feel like they're being acknowledged. The next one is empowering those who embody your culture. Now, this is truly important. The best advocates of your company are those employees who best embody your culture and can help to inspire other peoples to do the same. They are your champions, and they deserve the recognition for the great work that they do every day to deliver your value and your mission. I would consider pairing them up with new hires to show them, you know, what's going on, what it looks like to be part of this organization. You know, this can be a unique and a worthwhile addition to your onboarding process and ultimately bring your team closer together. The people who embody your vision are the ones that will carry it out and inspire others to believe in it too. And the last one, as I mentioned, having fun together. We have all become very familiar with how workplaces are changing, especially this year. You know, people are feeling more disconnected than ever before and have experienced a lot of change in their personal and in their professional lives. While we may not always be in the same office or in the same conference room, as I mentioned, especially in this new digital world, team bonding is still very essential to cultivating positive culture. Even the simple act of getting together at the end of a week, you know, like for a happy hour or some type of team building activity, can go a really long way. Encourage your employees to get to know each other, and this will lead to better collaboration and more positive communication. So here at Vonazon, we hold weekly Friday meetings. I mean, it's like clockwork. Every four o'clock on every Friday, you know, I mean, we look forward to these meetings. You know, for those that, of course, are, you know, not in the office, they come through in a digital means. But the goal is to come together as a team and to give accolades to one another for what we've accomplished throughout the week. Also, we play games. And in every meeting, we show something educational and something inspiring. Things like this help to keep people engaged, motivated, inspired, and ultimately bring your team, your employees, closer together. So as I wrap up this episode, I want to introduce you to a new piece of the Figuring It Out vision. At the end of some of these episodes, I'm going to give you like a challenge to carry out throughout the week. And we're going to call this the Move Your Feet moment. So I would suggest picking one or a few of the ideas of, throughout this episode, throughout the podcast, and discuss, you know, what you can do and give them a try. You know, whether it's gathering your team together to discuss your mission or value statement, or maybe taking an hour out of the week to have some fun as a group, I would actually spend the time to do this, and I guarantee you will not regret it. What I ask for you to do in this move your feet moment, I'm going to do as well, because as I mentioned, you know, in the beginning, we do this together. We learn together. So I want you to hear my experience as I want to hear your experience. So please comment if you can. So until next time, I'm Kevin England, and keep figuring it out.